Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Oh, my stars, I love this time of year. And today I want to give us a reminder course on what it is like to live in freedom. You know, when we live here in the grand old U.S. of A., sometimes we forget that we're living a story that's a cliffhanger. I mean, a story that the ending is yet to be known. So maybe we ought to stop and look back at the foundation of this great nation. King David wrote in Psalm 127:1, he said, "Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain." As it goes for the home, so it goes for the country. Some of us will want to make this a political statement on today's podcast, but maybe you could listen to this one without bias of your own personal political views and just see this through God's eyes for a moment. You know, maybe we could weigh this message or podcast against God's word, and the way that you weigh every podcast or every message, it's a good way for us to look at all of life through the lens of God's word. So let's remember our foundation. At the beginning, America had a solid foundation. It wasn't perfect, but the foundation was rock solid. Jesus concluded his Sermon on the Mount by emphasizing the importance of foundation, and he equated a solid foundation with being matched up with the Word of God. He said in Matthew 7:24, "Therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." Well, I think it's important that we stop and reflect on our nation's foundation and see if it was built on the rock. Did our forefathers practice what Christ preached? Well, on May 17, 1776, Congress actually appointed a day of fasting and prayer for the colony so that they might, by sincere repentance, and I quote, "appease God's righteous displeasure and through the merits and meditation of Jesus Christ, obtain his pardon and his forgiveness." Wow. George Washington added four words to his inauguration ceremony that said, "so help me God." And the very first thing that Washington did after being inaugurated was to stoop down and kiss his Bible as an affirmation of the submissive spirit that he had to have toward the rule and authority of Almighty God. It was John Adams, the second president of the United States, who said, and I quote, "our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. For democracy to work, the majority of the people have to be religious and moral at their core, or it falls apart." And then Abraham Lincoln, who many still believe was America's greatest president, on February 11, 1861 in Springfield, Illinois, said, in regard to this great book, as he held up his Bible, he said, "I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the good the Savior gave to the world was communicated to us through his book. But for it, we would not know right from wrong." You know, friend, listen, the foundation may have cracks in it, but the foundation was right and still is. I wonder what the patriots of the Revolutionary War would think about this 21st century America. After all, one of the reasons they broke away from England and started America was so that people could have freedom to practice their religion without the fear of being arrested. My friend, listen, we have the opportunity to return back to what matters most, and that is the foundation built on Christ and Christ alone. How about you? And how about your family? God bless you, friends. I trust you have a great, great day. And thank you so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.